suppose your links to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus Judge.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
And it is time for a reality check. Each and every Thursday at 7:40, we talk about the crazy reality of people in celebrity land and a lot of damn crying.
Oh, yes.
Is for sure.
Lots of crying.
Oh, my gosh. Man. If Tracy and I could get back the 2 hours that we took to watch The Bachelor, we would.
Actually, I think it was four.
Oh, it was four?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, I can't even count.
Yeah.
All right, take a listen.
Kelsey needs to go home. She was having a mental breakdown. She starts crying, and I'm like, okay. She's probably in there just crying her eyes out right now. Shocker.
He's accepting me fully, and that's really special.
Her, like, escape is to drink. It's destructive behavior that's not only damaging to her relationship, but our relationship because it's involving Peter. Who knows what she's doing?
The other girls are going to know that I saw him, and it's terrifying. But if there are consequences to it with other girls, I'm willing to accept.
If Peter sees this side of Kelsey, he will send her ass home way back to wherever the f*** Iowa is, because she's nuts.
Iowa's not that far from La Crosse, Wisconsin. I know that because I went to see the Violent Femmes there when I was in college in La Crosse. So
yes.
It's not that far.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Lots of corn. All right. So let's go back to what on Monday night first all started off. Okay. The ladies are in a beautiful area. They're in Costa Rica.
Yes.
I think it's great how we finally realize why he's got this big scar on his face, which I saw earlier a while back on Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, right.
And he hurt himself on a golf cart.
Girl, I thought that was a joke.
Right.
And then what is actually on his... It's not a Band-Aid. What
it's
is on his head?
It's the worst attempt at putting Band-Aids on a forehead.
Oh, my gosh.
Are they jacked up in Costa Rica
with the doctors? They don't have Band-Aids.
Did you go to a walk-in clinic?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's very... I mean... Andy Cohen right now has a big old Band-Aid on his forehead for something. That looks way better than, and it is a big one.
A bizarre way for him to get a cut on his head. I mean, it was pretty bizarre,
He didn't see it. He didn't see...
Like you're holding a glass up and you hit the golf cart?
Well, he hit his head on the golf cart and then it flung back and hit his glass.
Oh, okay.
So his head is what broke the glass.
Ooh.
So that cut his face open and gave him 22 stitches.
Wow. Man. I know. Look at the odds.
Might as well start crying now.
Yeah.
It was finally about time, though, that he sent Alea home because there was no win with that woman.
So this bachelor is really interesting to me. Not that I know the whole history of all the bachelors, but he cannot make a decision. He's very conflicted all the time. He tells her to leave and then he brings her back to tell her to leave. So he saw how the girls were reacting.
He's not trusting his instincts in the majority of this
exactly.
show.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
He's very wishy-washy.
So I've got to say, that's got to be something new with The Bachelor, right?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean,
It's fun. It's fun for all.
Right.
I've never seen a majority of women cry in my life.
Me neither. Oh, my gosh.
Let's talk about the one who cries all the time. Well, there's two. There's a competition, let's be honest. The competition is between Kelsey and McKenna.
Yes.
But let's talk about Kelsey, shall we?
Okay, yeah.
This poor girl, she cannot keep her head on straight.
No.
She's one of probably the oldest ladies on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells him that she's in love with him. Girl, you have known him maybe a full 48 hours and you're already in love
with him. Exactly. And the bizarre thing is you knew what the show was about, right? So you're going to see him dating other women.
Yeah, she's
And she just gets upset every time. He's, got a one-on-one with somebody.
And it is sad because you do see glimpses of her having a breakdown, which is not funny whatsoever.
No,
Tammy calling her out and telling Peter, oh, my gosh, you should see her. She has had a mental breakdown. And then that he actually goes and talks to her about it.
Right.
How mortified would you be?
I know. Exactly. And, you know, the other girls brought up a good point. Why are you spending your time talking about other girls? Like, you should be spending your time getting to know him and letting him getting to know you. So then I started thinking, she's sneaky.
Yeah. And then they all go, they decide to conspire against this young lady, which I don't know. I like Tammy. I think she's funny. Like, she throws it out there. But the other woman, though, I just cannot stand is McKenna.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. She is...
Honestly, not until I had to Google, do I know her name?
Yeah.
There's no impression that this girl has left with anybody but crying about
him.
Crying,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, breaking down for a reason I don't even know what you're breaking down about.
Well, she's breaking down because he has yet to notice her.
Oh, okay.
But why is she on the show? That's right. What she questions about.
Yeah. Mm, okay.
Why am I here?
Why?
So I thought that would. I will put on a side note. It was difficult for me to watch Monday nights, though.
Okay.
Because they were in a helicopter for a majority of that
date.
Oh,
my gosh. Yeah, I thought that was, just like, very eerie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was just really sad. I just had to, like, stop watching it for a while until we got through almost the end of that show.
Uh-huh.
But that's what that one consisted mostly about. Again, with the ladies having meltdowns with all of each other, but really had to do with Kelsey being thrown under the bus by Tammy.
Yeah,
and then
was.
Those two. And then he gives her the rose. I mean...
Oh, my gosh.
She's fighting for her man.
He just is not making good choices, okay? He's not confident in his decisions. And then he does bizarre things. She goes to talk to him. Why would you give her a rose? You know all the other girls are going to be upset about that. I mean, and can they... I guess they can do that whenever they want, but I didn't realize that, you know... He just pulled a rose out of his pocket and said, here you go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what I noticed, too? Yeah. Like, these are the best looking roses I've ever seen. Do you realize how perfect they are?
Yes. I know.
There's no non-shade of red on these roses.
I know.
And they're not wilted.
They're not.
I want to do some investigation.
Huh.
Investigating. Where do they get these roses?
I want to know. And the stems? Do you see
the
stems?
Yeah, they're very long.
Yes.
But they have to get them local. It's not like they're shipping these roses out.
I don't know, but...
Like we get them from L.A.
They're
at the
like
bouquet
perfect.
Down the street. They are.
Yeah.
They're perfect.
Yeah.
Other than that, then, of course, last night, they were back at it. And it was lovely. Now, Hannah Ann, which we get to see again, she has her own little issue within herself.
Yeah.
That she breaks down in front of him when he finally questions her, you know, you're 23. Mm-hmm. Do you even know what getting married is yet?
Right. Which is a valid question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you know? And you don't, like, you're not showing your emotions. And then he gets up and he walks away, of course. Mm. She goes after him. And then I thought she was trying to make herself cry. It looked like she was trying to make herself cry. And he goes, this is what I want. This is what I want. I want you to show some emotion. Mm. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Well,
this show.
Here she is on display.
I've been like so good about just like smiling through this and just kind of gotten to the point where I just like can't like smile through it anymore. Like, I really care. I want you to know that.
Here it comes.
I just like, this is what I want to see. I don't want
smiles.
I don't want it to like always be like in. Like, I've, like, wondered and questioned, like, if that's... If, like,
I know. I know that's what you did. I know that's what you did. It's just... I'm starting to fall in love with you.
Okay, there she
all
has
All right.
They're all starting to fall in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, she... These ladies are good at acting.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's why they did fabulous when they had the opportunity of being on Telemundo.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was very cool to watch that.
Right, yes.
I used to watch Telemundo.
Oh, yeah.
Myself.
Who didn't?
I know.
Yeah.
They're super hot.
Yes.
And I do like when he talks Spanish. Like that
guy.
Oh,
I do too.
Yes.
I have to admit.
It's really good.
Yeah.
At first I was like, but I'm like,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
I like it.
Remember when he had that conversation with the older couple?
Yes. I thought that was really cute.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just asking. I just don't think, it seems like, okay, a little prediction. It looks like he's moving more and more towards Hannah, right? Like
Hannah Ann.
So it seems like, you know, but I don't think it's a good choice if that's who he goes with. I really don't.
Oh, she's so young.
She's so young.
She's got a whole life to live.
She doesn't seem like she knows even like what she wants or like, I don't know.
Well, she's never been in love before.
Well, she's 23.
This is her first time. I've been in love before.
Oh, good.
But yeah, but I'm saying she's just never been in love.
Right.
You're not going to find true love on a reality show.
That's not where you find it. No, if you want to be in love, like, yeah, I wouldn't start at a reality show.
I know,
show.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, and then, of course, he finally lets Victoria P go.
I was actually surprised by that.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked by that. Because it seemed like they had some sort of connection, but then she was getting upset when... he started questioning her about, was it Alea or something? Yeah. I can't. These girls, I'm getting them all confused.
They're all the same.
But he started questioning her about something.
Well, yeah, I mean, that whole situation kind of changed everything for him with her. And I think eventually he kind of just stopped noticing her. I mean, they had a really great thing in the beginning.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, and then he's just like, I don't see you as my wife.
Yeah, it just started fizzling out all of a sudden.
I know, right?
Yeah, I was shocked.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad altogether. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what did you think about Kelly? His conversation with Kelly? The lawyer from Chicago, he was like,
oh, yeah.
It doesn't seem like, and it's true. She's very like, she doesn't seem to display any feeling at all.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, do you even want to be here? Or, you know, I'm kind of thinking she's not interested, really. I don't know.
She's not really an attorney. She's a professional poker player.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She's got that poker face.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I see her, though, like she said, I didn't want to be on the show in the beginning.
Right.
She's not this aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to throw my body at you.
I like her.
I'm going to fight other women over you.
And she's very logical, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's just like, I am on a reality show where I knew that you were going to be dating other women in front of me, so I'm looking at this as a logical.
That's right.
I'm not going to cry every 5 minutes because you're with somebody.
Why not?
And he's kind of like, well, why?
I know. Please cry over me.
Please.
Please cry. And then towards the end, you know, he had to let someone go. And the heavens, I even drank a bottle of wine. This happened.
I don't get what just happened. If he said he wanted me here and wanted to give this a shot, then why did he keep me there? Why didn't he just send us both home?
And for him to say that he knows Jesus. I'm going to find someone for you.
Like, God, make it stop.
But I know that this girl right here
this is good.
Is
tough.
Oh,
I love this one.
Yeah.
And is strong. And she is powerful.
Yes.
And she's beautiful. And she knows what she deserves more than anything.
Stay strong, girl.
You know, when she cries, she goes up like several octaves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By God.
She does. She's like,
people like me.
You should see me in my apartment sitting, looking at the TV. I'm like, girl, really?
No.
Yeah.
She needs to go back and watch some Saturday Night Live and see Pat. Pat did a better rendition of that.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But okay, so I just didn't get that at the end. You know, like Tammy, he got rid of her and then, you know.
Yeah. The ladies had to go, honey.
They had
McKenna,
to go.
McKenna, Sydney, sorry, ladies.
Yeah,
so
he tricked
sad
her.
Too. Mm-hmm. There you have it. More crying next week is always a good time on Kristen Morris.
So nasty.